The Tom Mix Ralston Straight Shooters are on the air. And here comes Tom Mix, America's favorite cowboy. That's right. Come on, boy.
Shredded Ralston for your breakfast. Start the day all shining bright. Gives you lots of cowboy energy with a flavor that's just right. It's delicious and nutritious, bite-sized and ready to eat. Take a sip from Tom, go and tell your mom, Shredded Ralston makes me beat.
The Tom Mix Ralston Straight Shooters bring you action, mystery, and mile-a-minute thrills. Tonight you're about to hear another episode in a baffling mystery. The mystery of the Vanishing Village. Straight Shooters, do you know how an entire village of 600 people can vanish almost overnight? Do you know why? Well, that's exactly what Tom is trying to find out. Why and how the village of Smithville has disappeared as completely as if it had never existed. Several murders already litter the dangerous trail Tom is following, and a moment ago another queer development took place when Mary Slade, a girl who lived in the vanished village, appeared at the TM bar in a state of collapse. In a moment, we'll know what happened next. But first, Straight Shooters, have you heard the exciting news? Well, by special permission of your pal, Mike Shaw, we will send you a whistling sheriff's badge exactly like his. That's right. You can have an exact copy of the famous whistling sheriff's badge Mike Shaw wears, the badge with the siren whistle in it. When you blow this whistle, it sounds like this. Oh, boy, can you imagine wearing a badge like this? Now, this badge is made of metal, is shaped like a shield, has cross six shooters at the top, with the official word sheriff in big raised letters beneath them. Only a limited number of these metal badges are available. So to be sure of getting yours, act fast. Here's all you have to do. From the top of a package of delicious shredded Ralston, tear off the little circle with the letters RSS printed in it. Mail this little RSS circle with your name and address and 10 cents in coin to Tom Mix, Box 808, St. Louis, Missouri. That's Tom Mix, Box 808, St. Louis, Missouri. And we'll send you your sheriff's badge right away. But hurry, hurry, hurry. Act tonight, tomorrow, sure. This offer good only in the United States. And now, Straight Shooters, we're with Tom and Sergeant Hank Smith as they bend over the motionless form of Mary Slade.
Tom, she's hurt badly. Oh, Mary, Mary, darling, speak to me.
Now, steady, Hank, steady. She's hurt all right, but losing her head won't help her any.
Look, there's blood on my hand, Tom. It's from her head.
Yes, Hank, yes. Now, take it easy, boy. I'll carry her into the house. You get back to my office and phone Doc Green. Tell him to get here just as fast as he can. Don't stand there staring, Sergeant. Get moving. Pronto.
A few hours later, again in Tom's office, Tom and Sheriff Mike Shaw stand at the window, watching the lights of a fast-moving car disappear down the road in the direction of Twin Rivers.
Ah, there they go, Tom. Doc Green, Sergeant Smith, and the unconscious gal. But why in thunderation do they have to take her to Twin Rivers?
Well, as Doc Green says, Mike, the girl's unconscious and in a coma. She's got a bad fracture of the occipital bone. It's pressing on the brain. Doc Green feels he'd better get Dr. Telfair at the Twin Rivers Hospital to operate from.
Oh,
I'd have gone myself, but Hank wanted to stay with her, and there wasn't any more room in the Corps.
Hey, Tom, how do you figure she come to get a bashed-in skull?
Well, all we can do is guess, Mike. I figure the 600 people who lived at Smithville are somehow... Yeah, I know it sounds fantastic, but they're somehow being hidden somewhere. The girl managed to escape, tried to reach the TM bar to tell us what it's all about, was stopped by someone who didn't want her to reach us. Whoever fractured her skull must have thought he had finished her, but he hadn't. Came to and managed to get here before she collapsed.
You know, I keep thinking, what couldn't she have told us if and she was conscious? She could answer everything we want to know. How the village of Smithville vanished, why it vanished, where the people are, and all the rest of it.
Yeah, we'll know in a day or two, maybe, if Dr. Telfair's operation is successful.
Yeah, there's an awful lot happening around here, Tom, and I don't like any of it. Especially that their local maverick harlequin Q Dane and his gang of yes men. Did you have to bring him here to the TM bar as your guest?
Well, Mike, I've got a hunch about our so-called Hollywood director, the Great Dane. I want to keep an eye on him. I'd also interest you to know that his publicity agent, a shifty character called Hardy Post, is registered at the Twin Rivers Hotel.
Well, why should that there interest me? All I know is that this Hollywood genius is raising hob around here, demanding all kinds of service and Lord knows what. Sassafras and sourdough. He's got Colwyn Wash waiting on him hand and foot to him.
He has?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I won't stand for it. Oh, I'll get it. Man. Hello? Well, this is Tom Mix. Yes? Yes? Well, who's this calling? The Los Angeles Star Courier. I see. Hey, yes. Yes, the story is true. Oh, I know it sounds fantastic. In fact, it is fantastic, but... And yes. Yes, it's true, all right. No, I'm sorry. I couldn't give you any more information than that. Mm-hmm. Well, would you mind telling me where you got the story?
I see.
Well, thank you very much. Goodbye.
What was that all about, Tom?
The Los Angeles newspaper, Mike. They've received a complete report on the vanishing of Smithville. They got the report from Hardy Post, the Great Dane's press agent.
What does that mean?
Well, it may mean that Post picked up a good story and is merely making use of it. Or it may mean... I don't know. I think, though, it's about time we paid Mr. Post a visit. Ship her right over to Twin Rivers, Mike?
You betcha, Tom.
Then let's get going.
Tom, did the hotel clerk have any idea when this year Hardy Post would be back?
No, Mike, no. He couldn't tell me much. Oh, there's the hospital just ahead.
Yeah. Hey, Tom, you think they've operated on the girl yet?
I don't know, Mike.
Well, they sure better save her life. If they don't, no figuring what it'll do to Hank Smith. It might not kill him.
Yeah, I've been worrying about that. Well, here we are. Go, Tony.
Oh, Reggie.
Go,
you came. I was beginning to think if I had to sit here alone much longer, I'd go nuts.
Have they operated on Mary yet?
No, Tom, not yet. She's still in the emergency room on the first floor here. Nurse said they were going to take her up to the operating room any minute now. I've been waiting.
Steady, boy. Now, steady.
Tom, what do you figure it's all about? Why was Mary hurt that way? Who'd want to harm a sweet, innocent little girl like Mary?
Hank. Somebody's playing for high stakes in this business. Somebody who isn't going to let anyone else stand in his way. That's why Mary was hurt. For the same reason that Harriet Phillips and Salathiel Albine were killed. She knows too much, Hank.
Yeah. I'm going crazy, Tom. I've been through plenty overseas, but this beats it all. If Mary dies...
She ain't going to die, son. Now just relax.
Skip for a minute. Here they come.
Heaven help her. Look at her. So white, so still. Lying on that cart.
Oh, Doc Green.
They're having time for talk, Tom. They're taking her up to the operating room on that elevator. Yeah, we've got her ready for the operation, and we've got to work fast.
That is that, Doc?
Open that elevator door, man. Tom, if the pressure on her brain isn't relieved within a very few minutes.
Oh, no.
What? Oh, sorry, son. Didn't notice you standing there. I've got to go, Tom. Minutes are precious.
Hank, I want to ask you a question.
Yes, Tom?
Well, I know how you feel about Mary, all about it. But how is it, Hank, how is it you've never shown any anxiety about your father? After all, he's vanished along with the village, too.
Well,
I want a straight answer, Hank.
All right, Tom. Answer's simple. I hate him.
What's that, boy? You hate your own dad?
I know. It sounds pretty awful. You'd understand if you knew my father. He used to be a great guy. But in the last years before I left for overseas, he changed an awful lot.
I see, Hank, but why...
Tom!
Wait, Plumeration. The lights. They've gone out.
The place is in darkness. It's pitch black. Every light has gone out.
It's working that, Hank. The elevator. The elevator that we're taking Mary up on. It stopped.
Tom. That's the fastest Howard, old Tom. That means...
It means that someone has cut off the electricity. And it means if we don't get it started again, Pronto, that girl will die.
Someone has cut off the electricity, but who? Every second counts if Mary Slade's life is to be saved. What will happen? Tom must think fast. What will he do? What would you do? Yes, and how would you solve this strange and baffling mystery? You have just as many clues as Tom, so see if you can figure it out. And be sure to join Tom Mix and his Ralston Straight Shooters tomorrow in the next thrill-packed, exciting episode of... The Mystery of the Vanishing Village. And now, here's your pal, Sheriff Mike Shaw.
Straight Shooters, listen. Did you hear that? That there's my whistling badge. I reckon I owe my life to this sheriff's badge the vigilantes give me. And because I'm so mighty proud of this here handsome badge, I want all of my straight shooter pals to have one just like it. Now, here's Don Gordon to tell you how easy it is to get yours.
Thanks, Mike. Straight Shooters, to get an exact copy of Sheriff Mike's famous whistling badge, a knockout-looking sheriff's badge made of metal in the form of a shield with cross six guns and the word sheriff in big raised letters on it, to get this sensational metal badge with a siren whistle built right in it, just do this. From the top of a package of good old shredded Ralston, tear off the little circle with the letters RSS printed in it. Mail this little RSS circle with your name and address and 10 cents in coin to Tom Mix, Box 808, St. Louis, Missouri. That's all you have to do, and we'll send you your sheriff's badge right away. Remember the address, Tom Mix, Box 808, St. Louis, Missouri. It's all for good only in the United States. Tom Mix was played by Curly Bradley. Don Gordon speaking.